When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello? Hello? Excuse me, hello, can I, hello? Is this the Airbuzz podcast? Hello, who am I on the phone with right now? Is this the Airbuzz podcast?
Jamel?
Huh?
Jamel.
Hello.
It's me, the Airbuds podcast.
Hello. Hey, is this Dr. Boshwami? Hello.
Yes.
Calling about my corns. I got corns. I got bunions. I don't know why you'd yell at your doctor.
happy basketball, Jamel. How's it going?
Happy basketball to you as well, Benner. It is going fine, I think.
That's good. Should we wrap it up?
No, don't do it. Don't do it.
Okay. Let's get some business out of the way. Look, if you want to support the Buds, go to patreon.com/airbudspod. $5 a month gets you bonus episodes, gets you bonus shows, gets you access to the Discord. And if you want to help us out, go to Apple Podcasts or Spotify and leave a 5-star review.
It gets you access to the greatest Hoop Grids library online right now,
which is just screen grabs of people's hoop grids, right?
We have probably easily 500 screenshots of different hoop grids.
If you want to see 500 screenshots of hoop grids past, go to patreon.com/airbudspod.
But you got to think, it's like 12 people handing in their screenshots every time they do one.
Yeah. It's an active community.
It's active.
Jamel, before we get into hoops talk, in essence, before we talk about the Sixers specifically, just want to shout out Kelly Oubre Jr., who was hit by a car in a hit and run in front of his home in Center City, Philadelphia, this weekend. He was quickly released from the hospital. He's got a cracked rib and a few minor injuries. Probably going to miss some time, but it seems like he's doing great.
Thank God.
Great, all things considered. I do want to point out that this happened directly after I spent probably 5 minutes talking about how much I love him and how he is the best offseason signing on Friday's Patreon episode. So the Airbuds curse is alive, but hopefully not too effective, and Kelly comes back and keeps continuing balling.
I felt terrible. Nothing made me feel like stopping the show more than when I saw Kelly Oubre got hit by a car.
Yeah, everything makes me want to stop the show.
Yeah, every moment of every day. But this, I was like, damn, Benner might be right. This is nuts. It's just, you already said it, man. Y'all can't. There's a lot of teams who can't have a normal season, and at the top of that list is the Philadelphia 76ers, man.
No, the Philadelphia 76ers got rid of James Harden. The vibes were good. Everybody was happy. It seemed like Tyrese Maxey had been kind of finally unleashed, and it was like, we're going to have a great regular normal season. And then before they even hit 10 games, this happened. They can't go a season without some kind of freak thing happening. I'm sorry, Kelly Oubre Jr., that you signed here and signed up for not just the Airbuds curse, but the Philadelphia curse. And get well soon, buddy. We love you.
I apologize for them having you live in City Center, and you Philly motherfuckers is going to stop correcting me when I say City Center.
I was going to let it slide, and then you admitted that you were saying it wrong.
I knew I was saying it wrong. I'm tired of y'all. For weeks and weeks, motherfuckers keep telling me it's Center City. It's like, well, stop hitting your stars with cars over there. I'll say it right.
Speaking of Philadelphia stars, back to good news. Tyrese Maxey dropped 50 this weekend on the Pacers, leading the Sixers past Indiana, 137-126. Embiid, reigning MVP, chipped in 37-13-7 as well. 7 assists, that is. Other than Kelly Oubre Jr. and the freak accident, just about 10 games in, the Sixers have the league's best record. They're one of four teams that are top 10 in both offense and defense, and they are without James Harden. Jamal, I know I say this every season, and I regret it 6 months later, but should I say this is the Sixers' year?
Definitely don't say it. Take that back. But it's good that they got rid of James when they did.
Right.
At least that's how it looks right now.
I still believe in my heart that James Harden can be a contributing basketball player on a good team. He just needs to go to therapy.
Well, yeah, it's more than
or
therapy.
Or watch Bluey. He needs to watch Bluey on Disney Plus.
It's not so much that he needs to go. He needs to pay attention. He needs to listen. I'm sure he's gone. There's definitely been at least one woman in his life who was like, I'm not going to let you clap these cheeks anymore until you go see someone. And he went. But I don't think he was paying attention.
I would believe that, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It definitely seems like somebody made him go. It's just, you know what? I was thinking about it a lot after we went to the game. Me and, I don't want to, matter of fact, that's me and Benner went to a Clippers game. We're going to get to that later. I'm just going to stay on the Sixers for a few minutes before I unload my James feelings fully. Because I am currently happy for you right now, Benner.
Thank you. I mean, there's not much to talk about. I don't want to be too much of a homer and have the Discord complain that we talk too much about Philly. But get into your James feelings. Let's go. Let's just jump right into it. Speaking of James Harden, Jamal, you and I went down to Crypto.com Arena. And we watched the Los Angeles Clippers lose to the Memphis Grizzlies 105-101. So, what are your thoughts?
My first thing that I want to say is, whatever they're putting on joints these days, it seems unnecessary. All of the extra stuff that they put in joints has never been necessary. Just put good weed in the joints and we will smoke them. You do not stop putting regular weed in big ass joints and then dipping the joints in cocaine or whatever you're doing, or you know what I'm saying, or putting a little sweater on the joint. Just put good weed in the joint and everyone on earth will be happy. Every rapper will be happy. Because guess what? We don't need it. We don't need to. I don't need to be buying it. I don't need to be lighting a joint and then I hit the motherfucker and then the shit starts bubbling like a fucking episode of Goosebumps.
What? Yeah. So I got in the car to drive down to the arena with Jamal yesterday and he showed me a joint that he had been smoking, and it was indeed covered in little tiny white crystals that look like cocaine. Jamal, are you just smoking like artisanal angel dust? Are they just like rolling this in
organic
formaldehyde?
I don't think so, but I did take my shirt and pants off at the game at one point.
You definitely did. And it was on Dance Cam. It was great.
It was on the kids' dance cam. Point number two, they had adults on the kids' dance cam last night, yesterday afternoon. And they were
doing adult behavior.
They were being sexual.
There was it said, it was flashing kids' dance cam underneath, and there is a beautiful woman in a very revealing outfit, literally just gyrating her hips like almost on top of the head of the person in front of her.
And not like a little girl outfit. This was like an adult woman in a crazy skirt.
It was like slit up to both of her hips.
And it was like a dress length. It was like to the floor, sweeping the floor, and it was slit up to her hips. That is not something that like
you
that
see
is
on the something kids cam.
That is not a kids cam. That is a Brazilian dance instructor cam.
And then, you know, before we get into even more about James Harden, I just want to point out the other excellent moment on the Jumbotron, which is when Kawhi Leonard took a full 90 seconds to explain why he would start bench cut SpongeBob, Scooby-Doo, and Peter Griffin.
It was amazing, and he did say them in order. He's starting SpongeBob because he's crazy, because he's wild. That's what he's, because he's wild.
He said he's wild, yeah.
He's wild, man. He's going to get us started. He's going to get us going.
He said he was going to cut Peter. He said, I like Peter as a person. And they're on a first name basis. He doesn't need to say Peter Griffin. He said, yeah, I like Peter as a person, but now he's got to go.
It sends him packing.
Yeah.
Also, it was star bench trade.
Oh, right. It was trade.
They took
a
little page. They took a little page out the Darius Miles playbook, and they went star bench trade. Trading Peter Griffin to CNN.
But the real star of the show yesterday, I got to say, was Paul George. Had a great game.
Paul George.
And Desmond Bane battling it out, kind of.
Honestly, actually, I'm going to amend that. The star of the show was Bismack Biyombo.
Oh, right.
And the Grizzlies front court as a whole, which does not include Jaren Jackson Jr. I'm only shouting out David Roddy and Bismack Biyombo when I say this.
Big body Roddy.
They got every rebound. They got every rebound that mattered. Biyombo goes for what? 14 and 12 or 13? 14 and 13?
He had 12 and 13 with three assists, yeah.
Three fucking assists. He kept the whole building from getting free chicken sandwiches two times in the fourth quarter.
He did. He did go 1 for 2 twice on free throws to prevent us from getting Chick-fil-A.
He was everywhere that mattered. He's guarding the 3-point line late in the game.
He was everywhere. I think that's like literally the best game you could have asked for from Bismack Biyombo, who's coming in, filling in, you know, for Steven Adams, basically. Excellent game. That guy's probably one of the most valuable contracts in the league right now.
Bismack Biyombo, a guy who got overpaid what feels like 17 years ago now.
What do we think his age was?
I thought he was literally my age, same birthday, same star chart, same everything.
Same hospital ward.
Everything. Greater Southeast.
Yep. I thought he was like 28. I feel like he thought he was like
36, 37.
36. Yeah. And he was right in the middle. He's like 33.
I thought you said he was 31.
Oh, he is 31. You're right. I'm sorry.
That's even crazier.
Yeah.
I guess he's just fine.
He's on a 1-year, $5 million deal right now, which, like, and honestly feels like an overpay for him. But he's outplaying it right now.
Listen, if he's going to give you anything near that, if he's giving you 8 and 9 a game, he might save their damn season.
Thank you, Bismack. You know who's not saving the Clippers season? And it's maybe derailing it completely. The newly acquired James Harden.
It's every time he checked in the game, the other team went on like a 6-0, 7-0, he'd check in a game and he would leave and they'd be down close to double digits, if not that.
It was a very close game in the 18 minutes that Harden did not play. In the 30 that he did, he was a negative 28.
He's got to cut the beard, man. Listen to me. Whoever is hearing this, if any of you are close to James in any way, if anyone who is hearing this, if you're seeing this somehow, you've got synesthesia, tell James Harden to cut that damn beard. It's time to cut the beard.
James shot 4 of 12, 1 of 7 from 3, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, only one turnover for 11 points and a negative 28 net rating. He has yet to attempt a shot from the paint or in the restricted area for the entire season right now.
And the 1-3 he made was timely. It was in a clutch moment, which I know, I'm sure there's people who are listening to this show who only look at clutch stats and don't even look at the fact that he missed the other 6 threes he took in the game.
Well, I think the most crucial three that he missed was also in clutch time. He had checked back in with about 2 minutes left. Were the Clippers up or one down when he checked back in?
I feel like they might have been up one or two. It was a one possession game either way.
Yeah, and there was a moment where James decides, I'm going to be the hero. I don't know if you remember when he kind of wiped his shoes as he was dribbling it up the court and did a step back three. And I remember when I was like, did that get tipped?
Yeah, it did not get tipped,
Jamal. Seeing it in replay, it is just one of the worst air balls I've ever seen in my entire life.
He's put too much pressure on himself.
Do you remember what happened immediately after that?
Team? What happened right after? No, I don't remember what happened after that.
He somehow gets his own miss. I think the Grizzlies fumble the rebound. And he gets the ball out on the corner beyond the three-point line, dribbles in, goes for a floater along the baseline from about 8 feet out. And who's there to knock the shit out of the ball? Bismack Biyombo.
The dude was everywhere, and James was never there. And why would I ever care? Because listen to me, James. You got to cut the beard. It's just time for a change of scenery on your head. You've lived in so many different cities, man. So I was thinking about it all night. It's not even that he was missing bad shots. He actually was trying in the game. We saw him make 2 stops, at least.
There was a few moments where it was like, oh, wow, he's trying on defense. Yeah.
It wasn't like he was in space out there. I would rather have James on the Wizards than Jordan Poole right now. Jordan Poole is in space. James is not in space. We all think he is, and it's putting pressure on the situation. The energy is bad because he's put all this pressure on himself and the team. The mere sight of him is what is wrong with the Clippers. It's not anything he's doing. It's literally that he looks like that. So if he cut the beard, he would look different.
We're tired. We're tired of the forest, James. Give us the mountain. Give us that.
Show us.
Give us Mount Baldy. Come on. Yeah.
Come on. Show us that little chin area, whatever's down there.
Yeah, just get let rid it. Of the snow caps.
It's time, man. If you're serious about winning this season, you will cut that beard today.
Well, let's ask that more to the point question. Is he serious about winning?
I think so.
He demanded and eventually got what he wanted in a trade to the Clippers, a team that was playing okay. I believe they were 3-1 or 4-1 before he joined? And they looked pretty good, right? We actually talked about how they looked good before he joined the team.
Yeah, no, listen, I hear what you're saying.
But it's the worst possible fit. He wanted to go to the worst possible fit.
James wanted to go to Houston.
It's true.
I think James understands he belongs in a situation where there are no stakes. I think James is that aware of himself, but he doesn't want to look like a fool. He is willing to look like a fool. I don't think he chose to ride on that scooter. I think someone asked him to ride on the scooter, and he said, sure.
I do want to point out that a couple days ago, Tyronn Lue in a press conference said that in order for this to work, James Harden is going to have to let Russell Westbrook handle the ball, and James is going to have to move a lot off the ball. In your estimation, did you see James moving a lot off the ball or even not handling the ball much yesterday?
Not at all. I think, honestly, the one possession he was off the ball is when he hit that fucking three.
Yep.
He finally,
yep.
He gave up the fucking ball at the end of the game and sat there and hit a fucking three like a goddamn baby.
So if your coach is publicly saying we need James to play this way and James is just straight up not going to play that way, how long do you think until we see Tyronn Lue give it and just be like, all right, James Harden is a primary ball handler now?
I wish they handled these situations like they do things overseas. Adam Silver, go all the way and just make them do it like they did fucking Obama Yang. Just make James work out alone. Just make him work out alone and just be like, all right, dude, we're going to pay you. We'll even give you game checks. But you have to work out alone.
So you would have put him in solitary confinement, basically.
Yes. That's what I think Philly should have did.
Just took him to Camden, put him in a concrete cell, slide some gruel and milk under the door every once in a while.
Just work on step backs until your mind cracks, James.
I believe his mind might already be cracked.
Oh, for sure. Because he has no idea what he's done to himself.
Yeah.
He's not even really fully aware of how he's really looking. I still would rather have him than Jordan Poole. Because on a Wizard situation, he'd be better because there are no stakes.
I think on a Wizard situation, he probably would just be better too, because it's like more, he can kind of step in and run the offense the way he wants to and probably be more effective than trying to share the ball with Kawhi, Paul, and Russell Westbrook right now.
Hoopers who don't care. I still have James as chaotic good. Jordan Poole, chaotic bad. Now, I don't know. Hoopers who don't care, chaotic neutral. In years past. Actually, wait. Kawhi is Hoopers who don't care, chaotic good. And James is neutral. Poole is bad.
James is chaotic and neutral. He can be swayed either direction. He could be a good teammate or he could demand a trade.
Exactly. And Kawhi was the good one, but I think his shit is switching up now. They said he got into it with Zubac. Well, that's because Zubac was getting cooked.
Zubac was indeed getting cooked, but he also didn't look like he was trying very hard on defense. And I feel like we saw a engaged, pretty good Zubac to start the year, didn't we?
I mean,
he shot 2 for 4 yesterday, which he only pulled in 6 rebounds, which you know, from your 7-footer is not a bunch, but I guess he was going against what, 3 other 7-footers?
I mean, which does the Clippers still have a glaring issue, which is front court.
Yeah. Oh, they got PJ Tucker now.
Like I said. we have an issue in that department. And they've been had it, and that is why they lost the game. They, as bad as James played and as fucked up as he is making the ball movement, they lost because of the front court problems. And that's – I think that is true.
Well, Jamel, while we're on the Clippers, I do want to get on the one other thing. Lou Williams recently went on a podcast and claimed that the 2020 NBA bubble Clippers, he specifically says about 67 days in, started to, quote, hear rumblings that nobody was going to respect this chip, So we took our foot off the gas. Is this bullshit or not?
I don't know. I don't think it's bullshit, but who is the rumblings? Like, what do they mean? They just check Twitter?
It's got to be. They mean they were in the bubble. They weren't able to really socialize outside of their team. They had to just be in the room on Twitter all day, right?
Yeah. So you mean to tell me that fat guy with the glasses who thinks women's basketball should be abolished is the reason why the Clippers didn't try to win a title? You know what I'm saying? Like, just some guys yeah. online convinced the Clippers
Caleb
to not.
Caleb Heron, right?
Yes, him, precisely. Nah, you know what I'm talking about. It's the chubby black dude.
You're talking about so many people on NBA Twitter, Jamel.
You're right, but he's like specifically like a overweight black male who is a dickhead. I guess that is a lot of people.
With glasses. So, you're talking about Drewski.
I'm talking about all of us. I'm talking about the full slot.
I think there's no way this is real. There's no way they're going to stop trying because fat guy with glasses
X.
said this is a Mickey Mouse championship.
It is funny to think, though. I mean, I do think the comments play a role in what happens. As I don't know how true this is either, but comments do play a role in what happens, and that is very sad to me.
I will say, if this is true, it does make sense that the Lakers would win that championship because, like, LeBron. If everybody quit, LeBron is the exact kind of corny guy that would like, if everybody was playing Monopoly and the Clippers were like, this game is never going to end, I'm quitting, and leaves their money and real estate there. And another person was like, I'm quitting too. LeBron would be the one that would be like, well, if they're leaving it, I'm taking it. And he's like, now he's got a Monopoly on Boardwalk. And he's just kind of like, he's going to try extra hard now that there's no one else around.
Well, because now LeBron has a championship that Jordan never won one that didn't matter.
And then, of course, LeBron went on to be like, this is the one that mattered the most. He was under the most difficult circumstances we've ever been under.
Bro, it is. It's nobody has had to win a championship in confinement. They were in confinement.
They were like a bunch of fucking salmon in a farm in the middle of Iowa.
Yeah, man. And it's like, yeah, they had, everybody had Venmo and they was all getting $100 and then handing it to Jimmy Butler. They were all getting $100 and handing it to Jimmy Butler. That's insane. That's confinement behavior.
Jordan never had to do that.
Jordan never had to do that.
Jordan never had to pay Jimmy Butler for protection or whatever.
Or whatever. Stockholm Syndrome. No, never. Jordan never had to sell white tees out of a hotel room. Okay? They went through something different.
Do you think Jordan would do well in prison?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't think he would.
Huh.
I think for as competitive as he is, I think he maybe, like, I think he would try some shit and get his ass kicked day one.
Nah, dude. I mean, this is depends on what Jordan is getting locked up here. What era?
Killing his own dad? No, I don't know.
Ooh. Holy.
Sorry. Let's cut that out.
Ooh.
Jamel, before we wrap it up here, much is already being made. We're only 10 games into this season, but the NBA is tweeting out all kinds of updated playoff standings. I don't know if you follow their accounts, but they're already like after 3 weeks, here's the playoff standings. And we're 10 games in. We're 1/8 of the way through the season. So I figured we can run through the playoff locks real quick and decide who's real and who's fake. And again, DBLs, I think you guys, you and Peter recorded an episode last week where you did this, but our podcast platform ate the files, and they were all fucked up and
corrupted. Lost to the sands of time. I do apologize to whoever needs this show and didn't get it. Sometimes there's technical difficulties in these podcasts, and people are upset by the technical difficulties. And I understand that they're upsetting, and we never want any technical problems to happen. But I also wasn't really understanding that people need these shows. It's like methadone to niggas.
Yeah. Why do you need them? Nobody. I read the 5-star reviews.
What are you doing here? Why? Yeah,
Jamel's the only one you like.
Hey,
he's got buddy. 19 other podcasts.
You got to listen to them all. I think what's happened is I'm on so many podcasts that I have become like a one of them voice. It's like a voice, like you just, it slid into the background of so many things that now it's just become one of the things.
And now people can't play Fortnite or do the dishes without hearing your voice.
Yeah, it's like, shit, I can't fucking, I'm supposed to be taking a shit right now. Why am I not shitting? Oh, right, because I'm not listening to AirBuds.
Do you think there's one person out there that, like, does fuck to your podcasts?
I mean, maybe BJS, maybe Brandon's, just because that's, like, Brandon brings in a hornier clientele in general.
Right. Maybe Sorry We Love Football came on by accident during the Spotify playlist one time, and they just let it ride because they were in a groove.
Yeah.
And now they can't come without hearing your voice.
And now In Season is on, and it's, oh man, we're still getting hot and steamy.
Yeah. Jamel, do our listeners a favor and talk them off real quick.
Guys, hop to it. We got about 15 minutes left in the show. I'm going to count you down. 5, 4, 3, 2...
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Wadoosh.
Jamel, are the Philadelphia 76ers currently the number one seed in the East, best record in the league at 8-1, 8-game winning streak after losing to Milwaukee by 3 on opening night? Reigning MVP Tyrese Maxey, probably a lock for All-Star if he stays healthy, maybe an All-NBA player. They've got pretty good depth now. They actually have an athletic bench. Tobias Harris, big improvement from last season already, maybe because James Harden is not here. Are they real or are they fake?
Hey, man, you're not going to find a lot of guys who could do what Tobias Harris do. He told us. Everybody returned them crumble cookies. Actually, we would like Tobias Harris, please.
I still think it's funny that he's a major investor in crumble cookies and owns franchises, and he insulted his own cookies in that.
He insulted himself or the cookies? Who got insulted worse?
He basically said idiots would trade me for a bag of crumble cookies, meaning that crumble cookies are of low value.
Oh, I see. Only an idiot would choose these crumble cookies over me to play basketball.
Yeah. But he thought he was like plugging. He thought he was plugging his business, but instead he was kind of slyly saying, my cookies are bad.
Anyway.
Have you ever had a crumble cookie?
I have. I liked it.
Real or fake?
The cookies was real. The Sixers are real. Who's taking Oubre's minutes in the absence? Is this the return of Forkmaz? Put a fork in him?
Or, put a fork in him. He's ready. He's played a few games and had a couple good games. I think Robert Covington will probably get a bunch of minutes. Returning fan favorite, Robert Covington. It's going to be a real kind of, I think, platoon to take over Kelly Oubre because he's, I think, been more important than anyone thought he was going to be for the team. But I don't know. Maybe we'll see Korkmaz and Daniel House start filling in some time there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think you guys will be fine, and that's what's up.
I'm going to go ahead and say incomplete. I don't know if they're real or fake. I'm not ready to commit one way or the other. Boston Celtics, number two seed. They stand at 7-2. They have Kristaps Porzingis playing out of his mind. Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum have, I feel like, been up and down. Good game here, weird game there. But overall, they're a really good team. Al Horford finally showing his age a little bit.
I mean, come on. It had to happen at some point. Also, getting rid of Robert. Everybody who criticized them for getting rid of Robert Williams, I mean, where your ass was at
when they was actually in the gym? Yeah, but it's funny to be like, let's get rid of Robert Williams and depend on Kristaps Porzingis.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly feel like that decision is like an ode to Robert. Like, listen, we actually know that you're done, but we're not gonna like get a good center to replace you. That would be like too obvious.
He is, I think, playing really well right now. But as we know, and as you know personally from watching the Wizards, it's only a matter of time before he goes down for 15 games at a time, a couple times here and there.
Hey, see, as a Wizards fan, I actually don't know that. He played a ton of games for us.
Oh, really?
In perspective of his missed time, he played a decent amount for us. Like, the Mavs had him shelved. We got him, so he was ready to go. He played like the end of that season. Then he played more than half of whatever the time was after that.
I think he didn't play enough that would like get him qualified to win an award. Right now that you have to play, 67 games to be qualified?
What did he play, like 64, 60, something like that?
Let me pull it up real quick. He played 65 for Washington in the 22-23 season.
That's good. That's a good year.
That's good for him, I guess.
That's good for him.
17, 34, 51, 43, 57, 48. The few seasons before that, of course, one of those was shortened, but yeah.
Yo, and when you put him on a team that has a guy who is usually eligible for MVP awards, actually you have two of them guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, of course it's working. He's never been on a team that required so little of him.
I think they're real, but I think they're probably also going to end up having to make some kind of move before the All-Star break or trade deadline to have insurance for Kristaps Porzingis.
Brother, it's really interesting that the league went away from having centers. It's positionless basketball. Everybody is like an evolving out the ocean. It's like everybody's like a Nike man from the 90s, like a half amphibian. We don't got no centers no more. And now every team needs a center. What is the hole in every roster?
I think there's I think it's like a marketing thing, right? Once Steph became the most famous player with anybody under the age of 20, because every kid was like, I could be like Steph because he's small. And he just worked on a skill. I could do that. Like, do you think it was almost in the NBA's, like, it behooved them to be like, we don't need centers. There's positionless. Anybody could be anything now.
Bro, the shit went from top to bottom. They started saying this positionless shit. And then everybody who was big stopped trying to be big. They're like, all right, we'll all shoot threes. Mm-hmm. Everybody started watching old footage of old Rasheed Wallace instead of the best Rasheed Wallace. And now all the big dudes ain't big no more. James Wiseman sucks, and it's not because he's big. Nobody went to James Wiseman and was like, oh, buddy, you're too big. It's positionless basketball now.
So Celtics real or fake?
They still real.
They're real. They're going to go back to the conference finals like they do every year.
Every single year for the rest of time. Since basketball came out, it has been the fucking Boston Celtics.
Indiana Pacers, 3 seed. They stand at 6-4. Halliburton playing really well. Miles Turner still somehow fucking awesome. What do you think?
Well,
very fun team to watch.
This team is very fun to watch. This team has abandoned defense as a concept. And that is fun. And that I think that they are good and they will make the playoffs, but I don't think they're the real 3 seed.
No, I think they may fall back into play-in status.
Ooh, you're going to say play-in? I think they'll get a real playoff spot. I think they're good. I just don't think a team that's like, yeah, we're not going to try to stop anybody. I don't think you get home court that way.
Right. It feels like all their scores are like 150 to like 145 or whatever.
Yeah. Which is cool.
So you're putting them as real. They're a real playoff.
It's a real team. They're doing the thing that, you know, I mean, what's the last team that did this? What are we talking? Suns? Is this them D'Antoni?
Like truly abandoned defense in favor of.
Yeah. When was the last time a team truly abandoned defense?
I mean, the D'Antoni Suns, the D'Antoni Rockets.
I think it's genius, too. I think Rick Carlisle was watching the World Cup and saw Halliburton out there getting cooked and said, I'm going to protect my star. Listen, gang, fuck stopping people. Just go get it. And they can. They got a lot of good. Buddy Hield is one of the most interesting guys. He'll have a night in fantasy where he'll have like a -3. And then the next night he'll drop like 72. Streaky is the definition.
Yeah. We love Buddy Hield. I'm going to go ahead and say real too. They're going to make the playoffs. Miami Heat, 6-4. They won 5 straight. They are so fucking weird. They looked awful to start the season. And then they just were like, oh yeah, there's a season going on. And Eric Spoelstra was like, hey guys, come on, wake up. And now they're playing really well. I'm just going to go ahead and say real because I believe in Jimmy Butler and I believe that the Heat will somehow always find a way to be good except for like, you know, a few years here and there in the 2010s.
Looks like they woke up earlier than they did last year. Yep. Duncan Robinson continues to live despite everyone on the computer wanting him to just walk off the face of the earth on an ice floe. He's still with us, still balling after all these years.
Thank you, Duncan, for sticking with it.
He's still sticking with it. Tyler Hero's missing a bunch of time, which is interesting. He was having a
oh right yeah
fun
he was having a great season despite the rough start. He was playing well.
But it don't matter, man. I mean, did Jimmy miss a?
He missed a couple games.
Did Jimmy miss a game to go to a country concert?
That's what they're making it look like.
Yeah. That's what they're making it look like. I know that I don't have the information to decide whether it's true or not. Why are they making it look like that?
These fake NBA media accounts are going wild right now. I don't know if you saw the tweet that went viral. I guess it was last night as of recording that Seth Curry was being let go from the team by the Mavs because he was caught drinking lean and smoking weed on camera.
Oh my God.
And then it was this video of like a dude that kind of looks like Seth Curry drinking lean and smoking weed. And it like went viral and people were like, this is crazy. Oh my God. And then earlier this week, it might've been the same account, NBA Centel instead of Central. They posted like after a Clippers loss, I think it was Friday. They posted, I think, a very old TikTok that had James Harden in the background at a club dancing and singing with a bunch of people. And he's got two styrofoams in his hand And it's like, the tweet was like, James Harden was out partying after the Clippers lost last night. And it just was like, people were like piling on James Harden, calling him a bum. But it was like, that video was like 3 years old.
That was after a completely different game with a completely different team. He did that.
That was the night he demanded a trade from Brooklyn.
Yeah, get out of here. Nah, that's, yo, shit is wild, irresponsible out here. It's yep. very much the energy of, you know, you remember back in the day when you'd like type in a porno address wrong and then it'd be some like fake bullshit site. You type in like Pornhub or something. Yeah, yeah. Pornhub, and then niggas is just sitting there waiting on you. That is this. It is nasty. I do not like it.
Yeah, it's really annoying.
Hot take. Hot take, Jamel Johnson.
Like, because, like, at one point, people used to do this shit in a joking way where you could, like, I think the average person could tell it's a joke. But if you're literally just basically stealing the identity of an official media site and you could pay for a blue check, and then you're not, there's no joke to Seth Curry has been, like, cut for drinking lean. Like, I don't know. Yeah, it's just being presented as misinformation. It's not funny anymore.
It's people aren't joking either. They're tapping into the collective anxiety, the collective anxious conscience. It's right. not, they're not trying to be funny. They're trying to make everybody worried to get right. likes. It's nasty.
I guess it's kind of like annoying. Yeah, the Russian agents sowing chaos online are now doing it for NBA Twitter. Like,
yeah, it's now doing shit that don't even matter. Go back to fucking with elections. Leave yes. my basketball alone.
Jamel, I'm just gonna do this because seeds five. I know I said we're only gonna do official playoff teams right now, but teams 5 through 6, 7, 8. And 9 are all about the same. 5 wins and 4 losses or 5 losses. That would be the Hawks, Magic, Knicks, Bucks, Nets. There's no way both the Hawks and Magic are staying in the playoff lock, right? The Bucks are going to overtake one of them. The Knicks might overtake one of them.
Yeah, in lock position, I guess maybe, but they'll be around. These are the teams. It seems pretty clear to me who's trying and who isn't in the East.
I will say the Bucks. We talked about it a few episodes ago, but there was a point early in the season, that I think maybe 5 games in, where they had historically the worst defense in the history of the NBA.
Yeah.
And but they've pulled that together a little bit. They still are bad on defense. They're kind of playing in a Pacers way too, where they're trying to score as much as possible and not play defense, but they're just not scoring.
They're just doing it with older guys.
Right. For like Giannis to like score 54 and then to lose by like 6 is crazy.
They're counting on Jay Crowder.
In like a 98-95 game or whatever it was.
They're counting on Jay Crowder and Brook Lopez and Bobby Portis. They're counting on some older players a lot. Even though Bobby's not that old. But Brook and Jay are good examples of older guys, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Bobby, not so much. But
they are the oldest roster in the league, right?
I mean, shit, you tell me. It just felt that way.
I'm pretty sure they're the oldest roster in the league, yeah. All right, let's go to the Western Conference. Number 1 seed, 8-2. Denver Nuggets, obviously real. Jokic looks incredible.
Yeah, really real. Jamal Murray's out for a while. That's nothing new to them. They'll be fine.
Yeah. Dallas Mavericks, 8-2.
Number 2 seed. I've been feeling them. You want to know why? Because they got a center. They drafted a center, and it's working out.
This team feels a little differently than it did last year when they were, you know, Luka was picked as a favorite for MVP and everybody was talking about how good they're going to be.
Bro, because they were counting on Christian Wood. Because they were counting on Christian Wood to, like, play defense and get rebounds. It's like, no, man, he has no interest.
It feels a little more real this year than it did last year to me. So I'll say real.
There you go. One of the few teams with a center.
One of the big surprises, I think, this season so far, the Minnesota Timberwolves, 3 seed, stand at 7-2, 6 straight wins. Ant Edwards looks incredible. He went right at Draymond last night. Did you see that?
Yeah, dude.
Incredible stuff.
That's how you got to play it. Hey, yeah. Man, I got a shoe. You don't.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Draymond, basically, Draymond should have been called for a flagrant for that, what he did to Ant on that layup. Did not. Ant was like, don't foul me like that. Draymond gets in his face and says, what are you going to do about it? And just like his character in Hustle, Anthony Edwards basically just like chuckles and walks back to the line and said something like, nobody's worried about you like that anymore, Draymond. Like,
yeah, like, come on, man. What are you going to do? Are you going to hit me again? Because I asked you not to hit me?
Yeah. It was pretty badass. Then he just proceeded to fucking destroy the Warriors pretty much single-handedly last night. It was the Ant Edwards show.
The same way I believe, Halliburton looked bad in the World Cup. He came off bad. He played a lot of minutes, but, you know, it felt bad coming from the Halliburton camp. But I give every dude who plays in that, the like international summer, that's like a +5 when you come back. Mm-hmm. Like you're just going to be more ready to go. And Ant was the best player on that roster. So I knew he was going to come back like fired up. Got a damn shoe coming out. He went to France. The moment that the report was that he was going to France to work on pick and rolls with Rudy Gobert, I was like, okay, this guy is serious. He's not thinking about leaving Minnesota at all. He's like, fuck it, bro. They'll pay me to stay. And I'm going to make it work with this fucking big idiot.
Right. It's also funny that he's like, fine, I'll come live with you in fucking France so that you get good at this thing.
Yeah, fine, I'll come to France, shit, and drink the best wine and wear nice cashmere tops.
And eat snails, icky.
I think Jamal, they're real.
I think they're real, too. I just want to breaking news as we were recording. Shams just tweeted, the Bucks, Jay Crowder will undergo surgery for left abductor and abdominal tear and will be sidelined for approximately 8 weeks. The guy that you were just saying they were depending on is now out for 8 weeks.
No fucking shit. He's just old. And fuck Jay Crowder anyway. I don't want to see anybody tear their abductor. But
on a personal level, fuck Jay Crowder.
But on a personal level, fuck him.
Yeah.
Fuck you. I hope you feel better, motherfucker.
Jamel, number 4, Houston Rockets, 6-3, 6 straight wins after going 0-3 to start. Dylan Brooks looks like a team leader.
Hey, you pick a direction and you go with it, that it can take you places.
Al Sengun, Jeff Green, Jabari Smith Jr., even Jalen Green, all having impact, right?
They got the shit. You know,
those little Muppet babies.
A couple of Muppet babies and a couple of like vets who aren't old. Like these are like Van Fleet and Dylan Brooks are in that Kuzma category of guy who it's like you've been around a while. Miles Bridges is another guy who comes to, or Mikhail, not Miles.
Yeah.
Mikhail Bridges, sorry.
Yeah. Miles Bridges.
Miles Bridges is also in this group of players.
Kind of. He's coming back this Friday, apparently.
He's fucking up bad, but he is in this group of players, whereas guys who've been around for like 5, 6, 7, 8 years, it's like, yeah, these are veterans now.
All that is to say, I don't think they're real.
Yeah, sure. They seem like, you know, they probably ain't. I don't have them as home seed, but look, winning games early in the season can pay dividends, but it is the least real time, obviously.
This reminds me of the Utah Jazz of last year when it just was like, surprise team, hey, let's go on a 10-game winning streak. Let's, like, you know, look great. Let's get Lauri Markkanen legit MVP consideration. And then about, you know, 40 games in, they kind of start to fall back to earth.
Yeah. I mean, shit, them dudes, the fucking Wizards the past couple years. I like that the Wizards are just straight up losing this year. They're not teasing us with the good winner.
Number five, the Oklahoma City Thunder. 6-4. They look pretty good. They, you know, Chet Holmgren is playing, you know, a pretty decent rookie year so far. Josh Giddey, weirdly, one of the best, like, distributors in the league right now.
Josh Giddey's amazing.
Yeah.
They got the stuff, but they don't pass Jamel's old man test of needing a center. I'm playing the role of John Sally.
Isn't Chet Holmgren like 7'4"?
Dog, it's not the same, bro.
Right, he does weigh 120 pounds. Yeah,
come on, man. Biyombo would have killed him.
7'1". Shai Gilgeous-Alexander counts for a lot, I think. He's playing legit MVP-style basketball right now.
He's good. The only game I've watched with the Thunder is I watched them blow a game against the Pelicans before McCollum punctured his lung.
Right. And that was when I came up with my idea that the Oklahoma City Thunder are a fake good team and the Pelicans are a fake bad team.
Uh-huh. So what do you say?
And then CJ punctured his lung, so I guess I got to reassess that part of it. But I do think the Thunder are still another year away. And it is probably because of what you're saying. They don't have any real big man to protect the rim or not crumple when they get bullied in the post like Chet Holmgren.
Yeah, it's like that. It's less than rim protection. A lot of people can get blocked. It's about getting loose balls. It's about being big down there. It's like being able to set screens and being able to get 50-50 balls. That is the type of stuff that only large dudes can do.
Right. I'll do it.
You're signing up?
Yeah. I'm going to enter the NBA draft.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Finally, Jamel, number six, the Golden State Warriors at 6-5. They are on a 3-game losing streak. They did get sunned by Anthony Edwards last night. I think they're real. You can never count the Warriors out at this point.
Listen, they'll make the playoffs and then it'll just be a ride off into the sunset. They had a fantastic run. They ran a decade of basketball and they are just getting older and that's fine.
I think I saw a stat that Steph Curry has made like a significant amount of threes compared to the rest of the starters combined. Like, he has made like 65 threes compared to the starters, like 30.
That makes sense.
Yeah. He's just still so good. And Draymond's annoying. Who's more annoying, Draymond or, let's say, Patrick Beverley?
Well, Draymond right now. I think Pat's got a better podcast right now. I think
it really is. It's annoying that he is a better podcaster than Draymond.
He stepped up. He got in there. Draymond had it. Two summers ago, Draymond could do no wrong, but that was two summers ago.
Then he punched Jordan Poole.
Yeah.
And then he did a podcast and a documentary about it. And everyone's like, can you please stop calling yourself Draymond?
Yeah, it's like, and now I'm at a point where I want to punch Jordan Poole, but I still don't want to make a podcast about it. If I actually punched Jordan Poole, the last thing I would ever want to do is podcast about it. Jamel Johnson, I am a man with 5 podcasts. Somebody just came listening to me say that on the podcast.
What about a documentary? I can shoot a documentary.
30 years from now, I would love a doc about me socking Jordan Poole right in his mustache.
We're going to need archival footage, so I'm going to start following you around with a camera.
I'm so glad that the Wizards have started out the season the way that they did, so everybody who was trying to get me to be excited about Jordan Poole shut their fucking trap.
Guilty. Boy, was I wrong.
Dead ass wrong. Dude's got a mustache like he's on 4chan. You guys told me I'm supposed to root for this? Yawning, checking into a game. And it was a fucking in-season tournament game. I swear to God, I only thought the Wizards had a chance in this tournament because I thought Jordan Poole was a man motivated by getting a bag. I figure he would think, hey, we could get some extra money. This shit will be over in December. I'll give you niggas everything I have. And I was wrong.
Jamel, it's only like $200,000.
I don't care. You know what type of stuff he could do? You know what type of OnlyFans he could subscribe to for 12 months with that?
That's the stuff that they don't even put in my like fed ads, you know?
Exactly.
What do you call it? Sponsored ads, yeah.
Fed ads? Ew.
I don't know. What's the thing when I'm so fucking old. Let's get out of here.
Ads for feds.
Thank you guys for listening. We love you.
It's true.